Hi guys, just here to give you a quick update on the Toorak Toff Fast Fleet filly. Unfortunately, she just gave her other joint a bit of a whack there at the pre-trainers, so we're just going to have to slow her down for a little bit. I think we're going to send her to the paddock for a little six-week break and then bring her back in. Just being such a big filly, you know, they put a bit of pressure on those joints, and she's just got a bit of swelling there. The vets have had a look at it, and all they think is that she just needs a little bit more time. Just to bring that swelling out and then we can go and start again. So look, it is frustrating because it's a bit of a stop start with her, but unfortunately they're animals and things can go wrong. Especially, I suppose it's a bit hard for the first time owners to cop, because it's sort of, you know, as I said, very frustrating, but it does happen with horses. And you know, I've seen plenty of these sort of scenarios go through, and then you end up with a really nice horse in the making post these injuries. So, Commanding Jewel was probably a point in case. She had a few little issues early on in her career, and then of going on and winning a Group 1 and being a very valuable filly worth a couple of $1 million. So I'm not saying it's going to happen with our Toorak Toff filly, but I'm just saying that these things happen, and through adversity they can come out the other side and be very good race horses. So unfortunately, just a little bit longer, guys. We'll give her a little bit of a break up there at Norrland Park. And then we'll start again and go through the whole procedure again and go through the pre-trainers and then get her into Darren Stables for a bit of a look around there and a little bit more education. But at this stage, she'll head off for a break, and I'll let you know when she comes back in very shortly. Cheers and take care.